Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We say hello and welcome in, listeners, now in Big Easy Bayou 95.7 in New Orleans, 96.5 WCMF, Rochester's Classic Rock. And hi to our friends at Rock 105, Chattanooga's Rock Station, as we are rocking the nights there in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Big show for you today. Drunk in Charge, Ryan Castle, coming in to sit and spin today. The 10 worst first band names. In other words, these bands had other names than the names that you know them to be today. They're not the greatest names. You understand, after you hear this list, apparently, why they changed their name in the first place. You might not agree with the name they picked, but it was much better than the first name that these bands had. That's coming up with Sit and Spin. Everyday words that used to mean something completely different. The polar opposite, believe it or not, coming up with a word. And we'll drink and toast with a shout of the day. And today, on our question, how did age figure into the story? We have the young boy who was spotted smoking during a match in Turkey. A friendly soccer match was going on. Ironically enough, the friendly was arranged during an international break with the express idea of giving back to charity, and one of those charities being cancer.
Yeah, he wasn't given to that one, I don't think.
And supporting kids with Down syndrome and autism. And then they cut to the camera, and there appears to be a very young boy smoking a cigarette in the stands during the charity match for cancer.
Yeah.
People lose their mind on Twitter. Turns out he's a 36-year-old father who brought his son to the game along with him. It looked like two kids who were high school.
It does.
Who were just in
it
school
is
kids
weird.
Sitting beside each other. And then, of course, Twitter, once they were corrected, they were like, oh, my God, I can't believe that guy's 36 years
quick
old.
Quick side note. I want you to think about this. Sadly, this is where my mind went. I hate to broach this, but I feel it must be brought up. So the guy at the soccer game that everyone thought was about 9 years old, and he does look 9 years old. He really legitimately does. He's a 36-year-old man, and he brought his biological son with him, and they look almost identical sitting next to each other. Do we question the woman that found a 36-year-old guy attractive? I'm just saying.
Oh, because he looks so young?
He looks like he can.
But maybe they met when he was actually young.
Okay.
Well, he would look younger. It's like the Ralph Macchio thing.
Yeah, but Ralph Macchio looks exactly the same.
Who, right, so I'm
Rudy,
saying this, maybe
Sean
this,
Astin.
Maybe this guy has just always looked this age since he was like 17 or 18.
I'm saying, like, okay, now if she has known him for that time, you go like, okay. But otherwise, if it's a 30-year-old woman and she's like, ooh, I find that guy attractive, it's like, hey, man, it's like the person that, like, I don't know, found Gary Coleman attractive or Emmanuel Webster. Like, I understand they're adults, but they look like children. Mm-hmm. Not just that they're short. I'm saying they look like children. Is it just me? Kind of skews me out. Like, who's the woman that wanted to be with that guy?
Like, Bagel Boss guy is short.
Right, but looks like a grown-ass man.
You're not confusing with a child.
No.
His actions are childish. Mm-hmm.
I've got a buddy who remarried, and he has three sons. They're all now in college.
Okay.
So before they all went back to school, I saw a picture of him and his three sons. Oldest son named Miles. Pretty smart idea there. Either way.
Did he name his kid after you?
No, I think they just like the name. Okay. I don't think anybody would name their kid after me. So, but I'm seeing this picture, and my buddy Pat has since been remarried. Now, he married a smoke show. Okay. I don't know how he pulled this off. I mean, I told him to his face. I told his wife what the hell's going on. I had to have a heart-to-heart. Like, how did you pull this off? It's amazing. So I'm looking at a picture, and honest to God, it looks – and his wife is not – she's not young. She just looks like a younger woman. She's just very attractive, right?
How young does she look versus how old she is?
She looked like one of his son's girlfriends.
Oh.
So in the picture that I saw, like they all have their arms around each other. It's like Pat, his wife, the two kids, three kids. And I mean, his oldest, who has got his arm around the stepmom, that looks like.
I bet
like,
he does.
That looks like his girlfriend.
Right.
So, of course, I told Pat right away. Hey, dude, looks like your son's macking on your wife. Because it does. I mean, they look like they're a couple.
And then Pat's kind of off to the side with his other side. You know what I'm saying? It kind of looked like.
Yeah, I feel you.
I was just so.
That's
weird.
Right. Going for the picture, too. Like, yeah, I'll just put my arm around your wife.
Speaking of, a 50-year-old mom in the UK has claimed she is constantly being mistaken for her 17-year-old son's sexy sister,
which has to mortify her son.
Shani Hagen is an actress and does appear on a soap opera in England called Emmerdale. And she's constantly asked for ID to prove her age when she orders drinks in a bar, tries to buy wine in a supermarket, or even watch a film at a movie, which is R-rated. The actress, who stars as an extra on the soap opera, credits her youthful looks to being single. She revealed that she stopped dating because people kept asking if she's out with her dad. And her son Tom has banned any of his friends from coming to the house after they remarked on her looks. We've all known the friend that has this mom.
Oh, yeah. I also knew the friend who didn't. boy, oh, man. She comes to mind. Here's the thing, and God, I know this sounds terrible, but as a teenager, we had the friend who had the mom where we're like, man, his mom is so hot. He knew that we thought she was hot, so much like this guy in the story, we had limited opportunity, say, to go see him at his house. My other buddy's mother, who just a terrible-looking thing, always walking around in a bikini. Always in a bikini, and just the ugliest thing you've ever seen. Right?
Yeah, I'm at that age now, too, where, like, I have one buddy and his girlfriend's younger, right? He's, like, my age. But the problem is I'm, like, in between. So it's like, while she's very attractive, like, her mom's pretty hot, too.
I know.
Is the mom, right? Like, she's...
But isn't that the perfect age?
Right, like, because the mom's only a couple years older than I am.
Man, to me, it's like going to an all-you-can-eat buffet and everything there is something you like. Like, every single thing. Like, you're at the perfect age.
Yeah. A mom of one allegedly almost caused a car crash when a 30-something driver was too busy sneaking a glance, and he pulled out in front of a truck. Everyone is shocked when I tell them my age.
Wait, what is her name? I'm going to Google
her name. Her last name is Hagen, and her first name is Shani, S-H-A-N-Y, Shani Hagen. I saw the picture.
It's kind of a hot name.
I find people staring at me before and asking if I've had Botox or fillers. I have not had anything done. Mm-hmm. She says one downside to looking younger was people not accepting her as a parental figure. When I was married and I was pregnant, strangers gave me nasty looks, assuming that I was a teenage mother. When in fact, I was worried I'd be left. I was 32 at the time. She said, I thought it'd be too late to have kids.
I mean, come on.
Her son banned her from going to the school plays, parenting meetings, and meetings his friends are at from age of 13 because of her looks. He would go bright red if anyone saw me with him. One time I went to collect him from the bus stop, and all the boys in the bus started banging on the windows calling me sexy.
She's a liar.
He was mortified and said I couldn't be seen out with him again.
She's a damn liar. I'm looking at pictures of her. Look, she's not ugly. I'm not saying that. But she, come on. She looks like a 50-year-old woman.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
I would say on the other
side. She is lying her ass off.
I would say on the other side of that.
Throw that story away.
Like, my mom was, like, later when she had me in life, right? Okay. But I remember being in grade school and, like, God, it sounds so old. I was learning to type. Typing class. And the teacher was like, yeah, your grandma came by today. And I don't know what the look was I gave him, and he's like, I am so sorry, that is your mother. And I'm like, yeah, man. Like, so I'm saying, like, that kid thinks it's bad. I remember that was crushing. I still feel bad about it. I didn't even make the comment.
Was your mom there?
No. She wasn't there.
Okay.
It just.
Have you ever told her?
No.
Let's call her now, too.
No.
Hey, Mom.
She's dealing with a sore back. Let's let Mom rest.
Okay. You think your back's bad? We're going to take your mind off your back. Ted shares this terrible story.
We're going to go back 20 years for this one.
He feels bad on your behalf, and you never even knew this.
Longer than 20 years.
Yeah. But to that guy's credit, as soon as he said it, I don't know what my face looked like, but he just goes, I am so sorry.
All right. Now, look, I have a question for something we were talking about earlier. All right. So we had the caller calls, and there's a bunch of kids in the neighborhood kind of harassing the house. He goes out there, roughs them up a little bit. The cops show up. They explain, look, you're an adult. You can't just beat up minors. And he said his kids are probably 11, 12 years old. I go, I understand that. As luck would have it, you got some kids from the city selling candy bars to fund their whatever it is they're trying to fund for school. He buys all the chocolate, sends the kids back there to beat the other kids' ass. And I love the strategy. I love that it worked out for him. What is the age range, all right, say for us, all right? We're in our 30s up to 50, all right? What is the age range where we're okay to throw fists, right? So I can square up, obviously, with an 18-year-old because legally this is an adult, but then there's a cutoff at the top. But I feel like if I could throw a punch at an 18-year-old, certainly I could do 17,
right? 8 to 18, or 8 to 17. I think 8 to 17 is an open window.
Of what? You're saying, well, we can't do anything to
no,
him,
no,
as an adult.
As a human as being, during that window, if I'm between the ages of 8 and 17 years old, I should be able to throw a punch. If someone comes at me, if someone attacks me, if I'm defending myself,
well,
I should be able to
throw a punch. Always punch back.
No, but
I think he's saying, like, how
I'm
old
saying,
are you? Like,
I'm 50 years old, and a 16-year-old kid's throwing rocks at my house like this caller was saying. Can I beat his ass? Like, what if he's 18, legally I could beat him. And I know, yes, you can still get arrested for assault, blah, blah. But I'm saying, like, you don't get the moral police on you. So 18, I can throw down. If the kid's 17,
I think at that point,
am I still in trouble? Can I go out there? Because I feel like, I don't know, man. Look, you can see an R-rated movie, you can take an ass whipping, if you so choose to be that kind of person, right, towards someone older. I would say 16 is a cutoff for you getting away with it. 17, it's go time.
Okay.
But then what's right. the...
Yeah, but I know somebody that got arrested because they got into it with a 16-year-old family member.
I don't think
member.
That's the way
but
it goes.
They're 16.
I don't think that's the way it goes. What? It's like, okay, look, if you're walking with your wife and a dog attacks your wife, somebody else's dog runs up and attacks your wife, right? Once you get that dog off of your wife and she's okay...
Oh, you're doing that? I was running away.
Okay. And then the guy, you know, whatever, if he starts mouthing off, whatever, you're gonna go after the guy.
What you're if he's 17? 17-year-old kid, but he's talking
you don't,
the same
you
smack.
You don't know that.
You
don't know
do?
That. 17's too.
Wait, no,
it's on the fence. You don't know. But you go
he
after.
He tells you I'm 17.
So what I'm saying is, with the kids, for a fact, you know those
17,
kids are,
old man, what you going to do?
Those kids are in the neighborhood. Let's assume right. there's three kids in this Memphis neighborhood.
Okay.
Right? Okay? They all have parents. All right. You know who your neighbors
well, not Billy.
Are. You know, okay, well, Billy, you can't go knocking on his door because he only has a mom, and her name's Tammy, and she's going to beat your ass. Because she's a single mom and she's tough.
She opens the door with a tire iron.
Now, if you got a guy who works at a body shop, all right, and his son's one of these kids involved, don't go knock on his door. You find the kid with the smallest dad, right?
This is your strategy.
Yeah. And then you go and you knock on that door and you shake that mother down. You know what I mean? Because he is going to tell his. So, look, you can't beat up the kid, but you can definitely beat the hell out of his dad.
But what if they're all iron workers? All right, so all
then
three.
Then you don't do it.
You just watch. You
gotta find the shoe salesman, dad who you can beat his ass.
That's the working strategy.
That would be my working strategy.
What if it's a single mom?
I'm not going there because she'll beat my ass because she's tough because she's a single mom.
I was looking for kids with an axe that one night.
You were going through the neighborhood yelling at them. You're going to cut their limbs off.
Not their limbs, just their hands. And it was a favor to them. I didn't, but I was looking for them.
How did age figure into the story? 844-999-OLA. More your calls coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Age. How does age figure into the story?
A-G-E.
A 73-year-old Maryland woman will feature, by the way, feature the story coming up on the profile. This is accused of using a brick to kill her longtime friend and neighbor at a senior living facility in Bladensburg. Woman took multiple swipes at her 82-year-old neighbor with a brick, according to PG County Police. They responded to the 911 call, found the victim suffering from the upper body trauma in the back of a garden in the back of a building at 7:15 in the morning on Sunday. She died at the scene, which describes the incident a dispute prior to the murder. The victim's grandson asks, who in the right mind or what kind of evil had to creep up to take my grandmother's life, especially with a brick to the back of the head? A police rep says it's still unclear what type of dispute preceded the killing. However, there's a report from NBC Washington the pair may have argued over a long-standing debt. The suspect was sitting next to the victim's body when police arrived and later admitted to the crime under questioning. Our question, how did age figure into the story? 844-999-OLA.
We got some comments here real quick. First comment, let's just get it out of the way. I just read them as they come. It says, I still haven't figured out how any of these stories have to do with AIDS. Age. A-G-E, not AIDS. Age. Sorry for any confusion. On to the age, it says, when I was in elementary school, my dad owned a landscape architecture business, and he built a huge, nice-ass, expensive fence in the backyard to separate the back of the house from the back alley. Well, one day my dad caught the neighborhood hood kid, probably 11, 12 years old, vandalizing the fence. My dad whooped his ass. Well, the kid ran home, tattered on my dad. But when his mom saw what he did in my dad's fence, she whooped his ass too. My dad was surrounded at Lake Stevens in the mid-90s by five 16-year-olds. They tried to gang beat him. It was the coolest thing ever. He punched one in the front, kicked the one behind him at the same time. He took them all down. It was amazing. He got an assault charge. Ridiculous. Ruined the parking lot go-karting. And then this one. I've been asked out to three different proms by my daughter's friends. Also asked to prom by a random guy that worked at Macy's in the mall I used to work at. These all happened when I was in my late 30s. I'm 50 now. I have to carry my ID even just to buy cigarettes.
Good for you.
Yeah. Worst problems
nothing
to have.
Nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now I go the rest of these ugly sons of bitches.
I feel like she's probably still hot.
Yeah, absolutely.
She didn't say she's hot. She said she looks young.
Okay.
Oh. Well,
I mean, think about it. Look,
yeah, but
I'm
looking
not
young doesn't count. Because everybody that goes to prom is young, but you got to be hot for somebody to ask you. Or good looking.
No.
Okay.
Well, or friends.
Look, man, there were, and I mean this honestly, I went to a high school in Baltimore City, and I was shocked at some of the people that had dates.
Sure.
I'm just like, you've to be kidding
speaking
me.
Of age, Ted, what is the biggest age gap that you've had with hooking up with someone?
Like dating or just sexually?
Anything.
I would say sex.
Just kiss, sex, anything.
30, 15 years.
15 years.
Okay.
15?
They were older, 15 years.
Okay. So never 15 down, but 15 up.
No, I think the farthest down, right, I was 29 and hung out with a 19-year-old.
Okay.
So that's 10.
Okay.
Ah, that's not true. I might have gone out with somebody last year that was in their mid-20s, and I'm 38.
Okay.
I've done one double my age when I was about 19.
How did that even present itself to you?
It presented itself. I was working at a radio station, and
say no more.
There was a we were working with a group that are of a group of Americans, and they have a Red Cross.
Oh, I see.
Okay. One of the directors,
they are in the giving spirit
in the area of that American Red Cross. I was kind of on the what you would call the setup promotional team,
right?
So when you went out, I worked on the weekends running some shows, and I think I had an air shift or two.
We have a promotion staff. I don't see them philandering.
I was it was one of those things where, hey, when we were done, do you want to go to a bar? And I'm like, look, if I go with this group, I'm going to be able to get into this bar more than likely and drink. If I were to walk in there by myself,
sure,
I'm going to get carded, no way. But if I'm going in and drinking with these people, chances are I'm going to be good, because that's typically what would happen. So I ended up going. And then things ended up happening, and I got really drunk, and I hooked up with the director.
The director?
The director. Well, wow. The local director.
I know the local director, but still, man.
Yeah. It was weird. And I'll tell you why. Because I lived in such an asshole. You know what I mean?
Right.
It was just strange.
You went to your place?
No, went to hers.
Oh, okay.
But it was just so weird going to a place that was nice. You know, like, yeah. I had never, I'm like, you got a comforter?
Your mattress is on a bed frame?
Right. You don't have cartons for your clothing. This is absolutely, we can go back. You have snacks? You actually have food? Like, if we want a candy bar, you got one here?
Yeah, no kidding, right?
It was nuts. You know what I mean? So I'm all in. I'm like, this is awesome. But then there was just real hardcore press going on after that.
All right.
So I had to slowly back out.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, she got weird for your little young ass.
Yeah, exactly.
And the problem with this is what?
She got
a nice place.
Nothing.
And she just wants to have
dinner,
sex with you.
You know,
I just want to have sex with you. I have a nice place.
But it was
place.
21 years. 21 years was the difference.
And I just want to have sex with you in my nice place.
She had gone through a divorce like 3 or 4 years before.
Perfect
that.
Perfect timing.
And I guess she probably.
You're the rebound man.
According to her.
Scottie Pippen, brother.
She had never even thought about being with anyone.
Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman. My bad. Doesn't matter.
And I think, you know, I was one of those kids that just bring weed over or whatever, you know. Like,
again.
And then I get food.
Yeah,
then,
but when you're 20, it would feel weird actually dating a 41-year-old lady.
Right, and I just
he was just there for the fun.
I just broken up with a girlfriend myself, so like I'm single, so I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to go and hook
play the
up
field
with single ladies. Not
did
someone
that actually work out though?
The problem with
see, I thought that would happen.
The
and
problem
not
with
the
it
way
was
life
at the
presents
time
itself
was that my mother knew her. All right.
Oh,
because
all
they
right,
had done some
mind
stuff together as well.
And oh,
not the same
she,
stuff
what,
like
with
you
your mom.
And not only that, but
wow,
she at the time was older than my mom because my mom had me when she was 20.
Why do you keep bringing your mom? Like, the last person I ever want to think about when I'm having sex is my mom.
Because she ran in the same circles and the same group of people in that age group.
Did you ever, after you had sex with her, after you violated the director of the Red Cross, were you ever in a social situation where your mother's there, she's there, and you're there?
I've been in one that was worse with her new husband.
Oh, well, that's not so bad.
It was a little weird because I knew him too. Because he was
friends. You think he knew?
I hope not. I hope not.
What difference does it make? You were before him, right?
Yeah, but I still hope not because he was friends with my stepfather.
God, man.
I know.
It's a small town stuff.
It is a small town. That's what I'm saying. And I just had to sit there and think to myself, I know where she likes a finger. And it's not where you think.
Was it like an NFL player?
What's that?
No, he said it's not what you think.
Oh, well, a little. Yeah, it was. A little of that.
That's what I thought.
Right.
What else would I have thought? That's exactly what I would have thought.
I don't know where your mind goes.
Yes, you do. Let's go to line one, Robin, if we could, and say hello. It goes exactly.
If you brought it up, it's not going to a normal spot.
All right.
It's not picking her nose. Hello, Ezra. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. So my story starts. I was in a car accident when I was about 19 years old, and I had to see a massage therapist about once or twice a week. Well, time went on after I was all repaired and ended up at a local bar and ended up going home with her. And, of course, we did our thing. And in the morning, I was fairly hungover. I wasn't quite sure where I was. Had a hard time finding my clothes. Ended up downstairs in the kitchen where her fairly attractive, closer to my age, daughter was there.
No.
And about 2 weeks later, I ended up hooking up with the daughter, too. But our age gap was about 20 years between me and the mom and about 4 between me and the daughter.
And you ended up with both of them?
Yes, I did.
Now, be honest, right? Because I've never been in that situation. But, like, as you're looking at the daughter's body, like, was there anything that reminded you of mom? Like, oh, man, what do you know? Apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
You know, I think she looked more like her dad, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, baby.
You know,
that's a good-looking man, then.
You know who I can't get past with that? I know she's a good-looking woman. She's on TV. Is it Jenna Bush? Whatever.
The one that just had a baby?
I think maybe her, right?
Yeah.
Good-looking woman. But as soon as she smiles, all I see is George W. Bush.
You normally see
and
one
I,
of
I
parents.
Just think to my... I know, but the father is not the one I want to see, and it's
like
just...
Chelsea Clinton looks like Hillary. More so
maybe
than Bill.
I might pull for Bill in that case, but that's just me. That's just my take.
I'm glad you think so.
But it's I had a buddy that had a twin sister. Looked a lot like him, but...
Could you...
She was hot.
I know, but like...
But TJ was good looking too.
I know, but it's just like if you end up like you're lucky enough, you know, you end up betting this person. Like, I don't want to think about George W. Bush if I'm having sex with someone. But there's George W. Bush with long hair smiling up at me, and I'm like,
my buddy, his every single brother and sister that he had, they all look the same. And I hooked up with a sister, and I'm just looking down.
Oh.
I could just see Craig looking at me, going, "Why are you having sex with my sister?"
Oh, no.
It's like some bad horror movie.
Right,
I could just look down and I could just hear his voice, like, "Why are you doing this to your friend's sister?"
Yeah, I've been close. Somebody just looked too much like a cousin. We hooked up like once, and I was like, "I am out."
Well, see, that's the thing.
I just had to hang up on him.
Crystal Stewart. All right, she was a Miss USA a couple years ago, whatever it was. And everyone says she's a beautiful woman, and I know she's a beautiful woman. And this isn't about her being my cousin. It's that she looks like my dad. Right? All I see.
But your dad, again, good-looking man.
Ted and I don't see that at all.
I know you.
Oh, I saw it. We don't care. It's blatantly obvious.
So you just, whatever. You're going to swing for the fences anyway.
Okay. I mean, it's sad. Every time I bring up those twins, I don't remember her name. I just remember TJ.
God, man. That's what I mean. That's just so, I don't know. That's tough.
All right, let's do a little survey here.
Sometimes looks are weird, too. Like, I knew a girl that, to this day, is probably one of the most attractive women I've ever met.
But?
Some people say she looked a little bit like John Elway.
John Elway?
Oh, God. I mean, he's not even a good-looking
man. Do we know
this
person?
No, I don't believe you do.
Okay, all right.
They said that she... Looks like John Owen.
She had a...
But you're arguing that this woman is gorgeous.
Oh, super hot. She just has a bit of a pronounced mouth.
Mouth.
Okay.
All right. Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
I mean, hey.
I've never heard someone say, like, I like a woman with a big mouth.
Right.
I
mean,
Yeah, I mean, maybe I'm into big mouths. I don't know.
What do you think when you see John Elway? I mean, you're like,
well, now unfortunately, think about this hot woman I know. I shouldn't say that. Like, I know her. We're friends. Blah blah blah. But like, that was a joke. Like, we were teenagers. It was like, wow, she's gonna look like John Elway. Mm-hmm. So sometimes when I see John Elway, I think, hey, he's a good-looking woman.
Over 200,000 people took an online poll that asked about different milestones a lot of us hit in our teenage years, especially in our younger ages.
Oh, boy.
So they put together six big life moments and when they happened. So as far as age goes, let's start with this one. What was the age? Because this changes, believe it or not, with millennials and everybody else. What was the age of your first job, Ted? How old were you?
Oh, 17.
17 years old. What were you doing?
I was a landscaper.
All right. Steve, do you remember your first job?
I remember it vividly, 17 as well. Okay. Scraping the boogers off of the bottom, not making that up, of the seats at the Baltimore Arena.
Okay.
But I helped my brother deliver papers when I was like 13. That was his job.
Right.
Yeah, I was just helping.
My first job was I was 12. I sold Cokes at football games.
I mean, how was that legal?
It's.
I mean, you're. Look, I don't
think it necessarily
great.
Was legal at the time. I don't think a lot of things in West Virginia are legal. They just do them anyway.
It's also a college football game. I don't know why. It wouldn't seem odd to me to see a child vendor at a college football game.
But I did have college kids.
At a pro
kids,
game, I'd be like, what's with the child vendor?
I did have college kids stick up with me when people would steal my Cokes from my trays because they realized how young I was.
Yeah.
So I did have like a group of guys that would come to my defense.
I'm sorry.
What?
Comment just came in. We were talking about like Jenna Bush or whatever her name is. Looks like George W. Bush. I recognize that she's a good-looking woman, except I see George W. Bush. You said that you had some chick. You slept with your buddy's sister, but she looks like him. Craig, I believe it was.
Yeah.
This guy says, I hooked up with a chick. When she put her hair up, she looked like George Washington with big boobs.
Oh.
George Washington with big boobs.
Oh, no.
Okay.
George Washington, that's a weird one.
But somebody points out someone you could fight through. I agree with this. Liv Tyler, Steven Tyler's daughter.
Yeah.
She does kind of look like Steven Tyler.
But not that much.
But not enough. Yeah.
He also looks like a chick.
Well, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Your first job, 14, between the ages of 14 to 17, was the number one answer. 18 to 21 was next. Only 4% of people were older than that when they started working for the very first time. So the average age between 14 and 17.
All right.
How old were you when you had your first kiss?
Does
spin the bottle count, or is this like a kiss on my own?
I think this is a kiss.
14?
I think that's probably where I was, too.
God. I was probably like 16 or
and
17.
And I almost got a chance to see your boobs, but my cousin knocked on the door. I'm not kidding you, man. I've been working on this. There's like a family party going on. Mm-hmm. We managed to sneak out. We're teens, so the parents kind of ignored us. We're up in my room, man, and this is the first time I've kissed this chick, and trust me, I'm very, 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 very happy to be doing this. Her shirt starts to come open, and I cannot believe that this is about to go down, man. This, like I said, you're 14 years old. This is happening, right? I did not see that this was going to happen. She's also 14, it should be noted. And I'm like, this is going to be a great moment. And, Steve, I know you're in there. My younger cousin. To this day, I still threaten him with that. Like, boy, if I go back in time, mm-hmm. I'd beat your ass. Like, dude, you don't understand.
You know, ironically, I think one of the first times I saw somebody knocked on the door.
I saw some.
Was like, pizza's here. And she's like, ah, you know I love pizza, but wrong time.
Right, man.
Pizza?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm there. I feel like thinking about it.
I did leave the room to go eat pizza.
Are you kidding?
No. I saw him later that night.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Well, no.
I had my cousin
ran to me.
It was the
whole thing. Everybody was eating pizza at the party.
Wow, man.
You big pizza over.
Gee, I mean, at that age, it's like, look, man, there was a sizable gap before that opportunity ever happened for me again, all right? And I knew that would be the case. This is like, this is my winning lotto ticket, this moment. I would have turned down pizza without question.
As long as you have known me, and I talk about women often, but I'm pretty sure I've talked about pizza more.
It's just, I don't know, makes me angry.
Top answer for your first kiss was between 14 and 17 as well. Less than 1% said they were over 25. Most people said their first relationship was also when they were a teenager. All right, the first time you drove a car.
Period or legally?
Period.
Oh, man. I guess 13, I was 15.
13. I was 12.
So you had to drive yourself to work.
Before 16 was the number one answer.
I mean, at least you're driving to work.
I took my parents' car out for a spin.
I may have. Not my parents. My parents would know instantly, but may have had a friend whose parent we would use the car from time to time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I drove my buddy's car. I just For some reason, I just said, yeah, I'll take your car. He had to go do something. I'll bring it to you later. I just ran an errand for him.
Sure.
How old were you?
15.
Yeah, but when you're that age, you've ridden in go-karts, you've driven motorcycles, sure. Yeah. You have a bicycle that you take everywhere, you have a lawnmower that you use, riding a lawnmower, you can operate a chainsaw, like all these things. Like,
operate
of course,
a chainsaw? Not everyone grew up in West
Virginia. Yeah, what is riding lawnmower talk?
Baltimore City, right. We did not have a riding lawnmower or a chainsaw.
If you put oil and gas in something, you kind of have the confidence level to know, I can drive that car. You know what I mean? Like, I can drive a riding lawnmower.
I'm just stupid enough to be like, I could drive this car.
Look, my parents would go away on vacation, and the rule in their world was, if we get on an airplane, you can't come. If we drive in a car, you can't. So they would leave me for weeks at a time. So I was like, you know what? The hell with it, man. I'm taking this car. I know where the keys are, and I'm going to go, and I'm going to get myself whatever I want. At one point in time, I drove 45 minutes away to a town that was about 30 miles just because they had Taco Bell. And I wanted Taco Bell, and I had a mission. And
she got pizza.
Two and three of my buddies were like, we're going to Taco Bell. They opened up one in West Virginia.
How old were you?
13.
And you drove 30 miles to Taco Bell, and no one blinked an eye.
No, I did it every time they went out of town. I just got the car and took off. I went wherever I wanted to, but it was always like the mall. I want to go see a movie. Like, there was no fun involved. You know what I'm saying?
Well, sure. I mean, it wasn't like,
sorry, but also, you got to drive 45 minutes to go to a Taco Bell.
But we did it. You know what I'm saying? We're like, we got a Taco Bell. Have you tried the sauce?
But how much traffic were on your streets growing up? Because I'm thinking one of the differences, in the middle of the city, I mean, there's just cars.
Well, it's two-lane country roads until you get to, like a main highway. And then we get on that main highway, man, you're just zipping down to Clarksburg to the Taco Bell.
Clarksburg.
Yeah.
See, the people that zip down the highway to Clarksburg for the Taco Bell, the people that have chainsaws in the garage.
Yeah, but it was great. I mean, you know, like.
But he's right, though. I was like on East-West Highway, hopping on George Avenue, like busy streets.
Yeah, I mean, these are.
To be honest with you, now that I'm telling the story, I don't know how I didn't get in an accident.
Looking back, I should.
And it was
be
a
dead.
Giant Buick.
That's about right for that area, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We used to call it the boat.
Mm-hmm. First time you drove a car before 16 was the number one answer all the way around. Yeah. Around 4% said they didn't drive until they were in their 20s. Speaking of planes, first time you flew on an airplane. What's your age there?
I was young enough. I don't remember my age, and I don't remember the event, but my mother says that when the plane took off, I was young enough that I asked the question, why are the clouds upside down? So whatever age you would ask that.
Mm-hmm. That was a big deal growing up.
I think
up.
I had to be like 11 or 12 because I was in 7th grade.
Did you fly by yourself?
No, me and my dad and my brother flew to Tallahassee, Florida, because Florida State had joined the ACC, and Maryland's a member of the ACC. So we fly down there, and they beat us by 60.
Oh, jeez.
It was awful. The next day, people were very mean to us.
First airplane ride was probably 8 or 9.
8 or 9?
Yeah.
It's not so bad.
Flew by myself.
I used to fly by myself often, but you could then.
Right.
They just your parents walked up to the gate.
They stick a steward or a stewardess with you.
And they gave you wings.
They feed you. They
gave you wings.
Like, come up here, Billy. I mean, honest to God, like airplane. They really would. They give you the tour of the whole deal. You get food like a first-class passenger. They'd walk you off the plane, and then your dad would hit on whoever brought you to them.
They didn't give us wings on the last flight we were on. We had to have someone, a listener, brought us wings from that airline.
We asked.
We got on Southwest. Hey, man, can we get the wings? Like, no. I'm like, no, I'm serious. She's like, I am too. You can't get the wings. Seriously. And they wouldn't give us wings.
It's like you want the senior discount and the wings?
Yes, I do.
It's like going to Burger King and not getting a crown.
If I ask for it, can I please just have it?
How did age figure into the story? 844-999. Ola Moore, your call's coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Oh, this is exciting news here.
Exciting?
As the story goes, yes. The relentless march of time will eventually claim all of our lives, or at least that's the reality we've all come to expect. short of finding the, as they say, mythical fountain of youth. However, a study recently published in Aging Cell magazine, which I'm sure you have prescriptions.
Aging Cell?
It's quarterly.
Aging Cell magazine.
Correct. Reveals that a specific regimen of growth hormones and medication shows promise in actually reversing a person's biological age. Research was conducted on a very small scale. Only 9 adults participated, no control group, but the findings are nonetheless exciting. Matter of fact, it blew away everyone's expectations. For a full year, the tiny group of volunteers
turned into babies.
They stuck with a strict drug routine that included the growth hormone and a pair of drugs that's commonly used to treat diabetes, the sugar. Their biological ages, which is a measurement of the changes in a person's genetics over time, and is commonly used to determine the age of a person's body in comparison to chronological age, were tracked for comparison. So after the experiment was over, the biological ages of the individuals were determined to be approximately 1.5 years younger than when they started a year prior, meaning they were actually 2.5 years younger than they would have been by the time the trial was over. The decrease in biological age persisted for 6 months after the participants finished the trial. I'd expected to see some slowing down of the clock, but not a complete reversal, according to a genetic physicist named Steve Horvath. He participated in the research, too, and said in a statement, that felt kind of futuristic. Results are obviously significant, but it's worth repeating just how small the study really was, but it worked for every single person in the study.
Now, here's my thing. And I'm a stickler for this. Wait 2 years. Because 2 years from now, well, one of them now barks like a dog. The other one has pulled all of the hair out of their head. They live alone on an island, and they make love to coconuts. Like, you don't know what else is going to happen. You need, like, a little bit of time.
Do you believe when a car company comes out with a new car, you do the same thing? Like, give it a couple of years and we get the bugs worked out?
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, HGH, I think it's bad for athletes because it's a banned substance, but I think for the run-of-the-mill person, that's a huge advantage in technology.
Of course.
Like, taking testosterone. Like, we all, as dudes, you're just going to lose it.
But didn't you say that if you start doing that stuff, you can't turn back?
I'm pretty sure once you start those regimens, that's the whole catch, is that you got to stay on them.
Is a growth hormone and testosterone the same thing? Or
I do not know.
I don't know that either. How did age figure into the story? 844-999-OLA.
Robin, if we could go to line one and say hello to... I'm sure he goes by Jonathan, but we've changed your name to Jonathan.
Jonathan, are you there? Hola.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
How are you guys doing today?
Doing well, sir. Thank you.
I got a typical little high school story for you. It was the first day of football practice. And during these practices, the varsity team always seemed to get out of practice a little earlier than the C team, freshmen. And so once we went in there, it was our first day in the locker room, we got ourselves settled in. The varsity team already set up their little varsity prank or whatever. And while we were changing, they were ready to change, and they escorted one of the freshmen to the varsity locker room. And we all saw it, and apparently they shut the door behind them, and the lights went out, and we heard screaming. So we kind of took that as a chance to hurry up and get dressed so we not have to endure that. And we all packed up. So we packed up pretty fast. But, you know, that kid, after he got that room, he just left the locker room immediately. So we were really dashing out of there, man. We were really trying to get out. And so, but they kept on grabbing. At that point, they started grabbing freshmen. And they dragged them to that varsity locker room. And I was trying to get changed pretty quick. And as I was, we left in a pack, so I was leaving with this little group, and they cut two varsity players, two seniors, grabbed the two guys that were next to me. They asked them if they were freshmen, and then they said no, but they grabbed them anyway. But I guess I got lucky, so I kind of had this older demeanor or whatever, and I kind of had a way to get out. This dude asked me, kind of stopped me, put his palm on my chest, and he's like, yo, are you a freshman, man? And then I'm like, do I look like a freshman to you? And so I was shaking. I was honestly shaking in fear.
And you didn't have to deal with a broom handle.
Of course.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.